Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world, broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
actress.
I want to be a model.
Good evening, boys and girls. Well, we know that this is a very special, special day. And we know that it must be Sunday. And you're here with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories and Starfish. And we're thrilled that you're coming and joining us. Because today is a day that all of you have a very special person in your life. And it is Mother's. So whether your mother is adoptive mother, a stepmother, a granny, or just people you call mom, this is your day. And we have some great songs and some great books that we'd like to share for you. Because we know that mothers are giving us the greatest gift because they're giving us you. And it's up to you, boys and girls, to carry on that legacy. So, what are you doing today? You know that there's lots of things that you have to do. You've got to bring in the kids on the west side, west coast. It's daylight there. And bring in the kids from the east coast. Not quite time to go to bed because they're all excited. They want to be able to share with their mothers. So, sit back and relax. Or should I say, get ready to go to bed. You have your favorite teddy bear, or do you have that truck or car or doll? Are you ready to go to bed? If not, join us. And Starfish probably has something to say to you, too.
Hello, boys and girls. How's everyone doing this evening? Yes, it is a wonderful, wonderful, special day, and you're in store for many, many things.
Okay, you know that we always start that special day with our bedtime list in order to know what to do. So do you have your favorite PJs? Does your PJs have your mommy's face on it? I don't know. Well, I know some of you probably are going, how am I going to get those PJs? Well, they may be in your bedroom. And, of course, if you don't know where they are, who knows? Mommy! Yes, Mother's Day. She definitely knows. And Mother's Day, we know, is every day.
Yes, the special day is certainly here. But as Mommy would want us to stay and have us make sure that we stay with our routine. Let's listen to the bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you
Boys and girls, this time you are going to be the one that is going to be the main person, and of course probably with your daddy or your sisters and brothers, you are going to put mommy to sleep today. I bet you this is a day that she looks forward to, because guess who gets to cook this time? You do. Or either you take mommy out for dinner. So this is a day that she gets to relax. And we know that you already have done that. So she's full, just like you're full. And you've already had your bath. And you're so squeaky clean because you washed behind your ears. And you brushed your teeth. And you've already played with your bubbles. And now it's time to get into that warm bed and talk about the things that you loved. And one of them was taking care of mommy, who always takes care of you. I know you gave her the favorite meals, and she probably even received flowers. They smell so good, just like you, with that wonderful bubble bath. You can smell all the aromas, and you may even have a garden in your backyard, and you pick the flowers for your mommy that you planted with her earlier. Or maybe you went to a family picnic or a family dinner, and everyone had their mommies and their aunts and their grandmas, and they gave them cards and gifts. Very special gifts that we know that only mommies would love. So, do you have that favorite teddy bear in there, in bed with you? I know that Duncan already has his PJs on that, let me see. Is it the Spider-Man, or could it be the Army Man, or could it be Casey's ballerina's outfit that's all in pink? And maybe it could be Bella's pacifier that she has. Well, boys and girls, those are the things that only the mommy knows, and we want to let you know that we're here to help celebrate. So, mommy, this is the time that you're the queen, and we'll be singing and dancing for you. You'll have an opportunity to rest up. There's a lot of songs that we'd like to play for mommy, and it will describe how we feel about mommy. And if some of you don't even know who mommy, who's mommy? What's mommy's name other than mommy? Well, I don't know. Well, we know that mommy is the one who started it all, but we have this song that we would like to play for her, and it is Happy Mother's Day by Matt and the Lanai Class. We've heard from them before, and I think, boys and girls, you'll all love this song. Are you ready? Are your ears open? Wow. Mother's Day? What did you get for your mother? Did you get her flowers? Are they all colorful? Blue? Have you ever seen blue flowers? Yellow? Red? Orange? Or they might even be white. Well, they all smell good. Or maybe you might have even given your mother some earrings that look so pretty on her ears. Daddy brought them out and showed you even before you gave it to Mommy. How special. You saw something before Mommy saw them. I know that you'll love those great big necklace that has the big jewel right there. It has her name on it. Has the initial already. Do you love those, boys and girls? I think that you do. And you might have even given Mommy a trip. And you'll all go on a trip together. Is that a Mother's Day gift? We don't know. But we know that Mommy would never do anything without you. Well, we know that. This is a time that, even though it's Mother's Day, it's still time for your regular routine, which is to get in bed, which is to get ready. And despite the fact this is Mother's Day and Mommy's Day, she still will not forget you. And that's why we're here at with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories and Starfish to make sure that that routine is still followed. Because I know that a lot of you don't even have your eyes even halfway closed. They're still wide open. So we can't even say to you, are you sleepy yet? Because you're still thinking, I just got out to play. And here we are, we still haven't done it. We're going to be talking about the book, The Napping House, so that we can find out what's going on in our bed. And we also have a wonderful book to share with you by Rosemary Wells called Hazel, The Amazing Mother. I wonder why we're going to talk about how the mother is so amazing. Do you have an amazing mother? And then there's the not-so-wicked stepmother. Oh, great! You're already cheering because you know that there is all types of mothers. And you also know that we're going to be celebrating your mom, and you have so much spirit. And I can already see those happy faces. And then we also have another book that is also special. And we will share that one also with you. So get ready, boys and girls, because this is the time. Oh, I found it. Here it is. You're not my real mother. Now, a lot of times you may say that to your mommy, but she is. Your mommy adopted you, and you're so special for her. So, boys and girls, did you already take your slippers off so that you can be able to get in bed and feel really comfortable? Did you already fluff up that pillow so that you can be able to lay your head? And did you make sure that you brushed your teeth and had some water so that you will not be asking 10 questions? Mommy, I still have to brush my teeth, or I still want some water, or can I go get my other doll? Or I'm not sure I like these pajamas. A lot of things you will try to do just to get the bedtime delayed. So Mother's Day, and we want to play this song for you. It's by M.D. West, and Granny would also love this song, too. Here we go.
I want to take this time to dedicate this song to the most important women in our lives, our mothers, our grannies, and our wives. Mama,
you gave the best gift that you possibly could give, which was all of the boys and girls out there in bedtime pals. We're so thrilled that you came. You gave the perfect gift. And now we're going to give you a surprise by making this show dedicated to all the mothers and the mothers who cared. And we will be talking about all the types of mothers because they picked you, boys and girls. And never forget that, whether they picked you out from a very special place or whether they were your Nana or whether they were your grandmother or whether they were the person especially given to you. You are going to create the family tradition in the present, and you're going to make your mommy so proud of you. Now, the book that I'm going to read is to talk about that amazing, amazing mother. And it's a real special book because it was written by Rosemary Wells, Hazel, Amazing Mother. Hazel's mother gave Hazel a nickel and a kiss and said, "Buy something nice for our picnic." "I will," said Hazel, and she wheeled Eleanor's carriage down the street. And I know that's what you do, boys and girls, when you go off to school. You give your mother a kiss every morning. Now, Hazel stopped to help the mailman. "I see Eleanor has new shoes," said the mailman. "My mother made them," said Hazel. "Eleanor's shoes were sky blue silk." Ooh, doesn't that sound so pretty, boys and girls? "Good morning," said the policeman. "I see Eleanor has a new dress." "My mother made it," said Hazel. "Eleanor's dress was calico with French lace trim." "Such a pretty doll," said the baker. "My mother made her, said Hazel. The baker gave Hazel a buttercream rose. That sounds good. Now, Hazel bought new cookies from the baker, one for herself and one for Eleanor. But since Eleanor couldn't open her mouth, Hazel ate them both. She was going to share with her baby doll. With her 3 pennies, she bought some grapes from the fruit lady and a piece of toast with jams from the jelly man. "Can you find your way home, little girl?" asked the fruit lady. "Oh, yes," answered Hazel. After that, she took another wrong turn and another. And she found herself on a lonely hilltop in part of a town where she had never been before. "Don't worry, Eleanor," said Hazel. "We'll find your way out." Just then, a boy's voice rang out, "Hey, Doris! Someone's stealing our ball!" In a flash, Hazel was surrounded. "What should we do, Doris?" asked the other boy. "Well, if she's going to play with our ball," said Doris, "we'll play with her doll." Uh-oh, boys and girls, sounds like maybe there might be trouble. Well, Eleanor was tossed from hand to hand. Now, off came her blue silk shoes. "Stop!" Hazel shouted. Higher and further they threw her off
came her calico dress. Out came her stuffing. Nia, please, please, no, pleaded Hazel, but she was powerless to stop him. Now, when they had finished with her, Eleanor was a little more than a rag. Eleanor, my Eleanor, said Hazel.
Well, let's ride the carriage down the hill, said Doris.
Hazel rocked poor, ruined Eleanor in her arms. She heard the carriage splash into the pond at the bottom of the hill. Oh, Mother, she cried. Mother, I need you.
At just that moment, on the other side of town, Hazel's mother was picking the tomatoes for their picnic. Something told her Hazel needed her. A drop of rain fell. Then it began to pour, and a great wind sprung up.
It blew the picnic blanket over the garden wall, and Hazel's mother caught hold of it, but the wind was so strong. Ooh. That it swept the blanket, Hazel's mother, the picnic basket, and a dozen tomatoes over the treetop as if they were no heavier than the blowing leaves. The blanket filled with a balloon out and sailed, it filled with air over the town. At last, it lodged in the very tree where Hazel was sheltered. Boys and girls, can you imagine that? The blanket knew where to go. The wind blew it. And guess who was on that tree with her blanket? Can you guess it, boys and girls? Think about it. Well, Hazel was sheltered from the rain. Now, Doris and the boys were about to run home when Hazel's mother's voice boomed out from the overhead. Wait just a minute.
Ooh.
A tomato hit Doris smack between the eyes. Don't make a move without fixing Eleanor. Hazel, mother, roamed. Who are you? Doris squealed. It's my mother, said Hazel. Now remember, boys and girls, she was in the blanket, and the blanket flew onto the tree. So I wonder if they could see that her mother was behind the blanket. Well, let's move on to see. Find Eleanor's dress and shoes, mumbled Hazel's mother. Restuff her and sew her up as good as new. Now, Hazel's mother tossed her pocket sewing kit down to Doris. It was followed by three more tomatoes. Brump, brump, brump. The boys quivered like jello. It was all Doris' fault, they yelled. Now Hazel's mother laughed and thunderously, fish that carriage out of the pond and clean it up, she told them. Oh, the boys and girls don't even know that it is Hazel's mother. But let's move on. The boys scrubbed feverishly, and Doris was like a machine. And above them, the sun came out, and the clouds slipped away. Now, Eleanor's carriage worked without a squeak. Now, Eleanor was perfect except for her eyes, which Doris could not find in the grass. Now, the moment Doris and the boys left, Hazel's mother dropped on the ground. And Hazel's mother found the eyes and sewed them back up while Hazel ate a sandwich. "Oh, mother," said Hazel, "how did you do it?" "It must have been the power of love," said Hazel's mother. Then they packed up and went home, and Hazel took two big lady fingers, one for herself and one for Eleanor. But since Eleanor couldn't open her mouth, Hazel ate them both. The end. That mother was so amazing, wasn't you, Starfish?
Yes, she certainly was great.
Oh, and we have another song, too. It is Happy Mother's Day by Matt Blaystein and Linnea Glass. Mother, when she woke up this morning, did you fix her breakfast? Was she surprised? I bet you she was. And she was so proud of both of you, or one of you, you and Daddy, or Auntie, or Mommy. They could not believe that you had made that suggestion. And I bet you, you even made a special card for her that said, "Happy Mother's Day." And she was so proud and just was glowing and hugs and kisses, even though it was her special day. And we also want to talk to the mothers that might be the stepmothers. And this is a great story for you to be able to listen to. So make sure you're all warm and snug in that bed. And Granny probably has other things to say to you, too.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm going to read The Not-So-Wicked Mother. This book is going to be very, very exciting. Again, boys and girls, it's the not-so-wicked stepmother. Here we go. It's written by Lizzie Boyd. And our publisher is Viking Keystraw. Hessie knew there are two kinds of wishes. Possible ones, like her new red birthday bike, and impossible ones. After her daddy and mommy were divorced, there was one wish she made over and over again. She would close her eyes, hold her breath, and wish her daddy and mommy would marry each other again. But Hessie knew this wish was one of the impossible ones. Daddy had moved far away. Now he had married someone named Molly, whom Hessie had seen only in photographs. They lived in a little house on a lake. Hessie was leaving tomorrow to stay with her daddy for the summer. When her mommy packed her suitcase, Hessie went into the bathroom. She stood in front of the mirror and made one horrible face, then another. She whispered to herself, "I have read about stepmothers in my book. They are wicked, mean, and very ugly. They wear wrinkled black dresses, and their houses are dark and cold and dirty. The furniture is crooked and bumpy and awful. Stepdaughters have to stay inside and sleep and scrub and clean. I know she'll be horrible to me, so I'll be horrible to her." The next day, Hessie's daddy came to pick her up. She was very happy to see him. He gave her a big, big, giant hug and said, "We're going to have a great summer. You're going to like Molly a lot." "Sure," thought Hessie. He said, "I'd like Brussels sprouts too, but I didn't." Then Hessie and her daddy climbed into the car and drove all day to get to the lake. Finally, they came to a long, bumpy driveway. At the end was a house with a big porch over the lake. The sun was shining down everywhere. That was a very dark, bumpy driveway, thought Hessie. But it is a pretty house. Hessie saw Molly working in a big flower garden. She was wearing a bright colored dress. She waved to Hessie. Then Molly came down to say hello. Hessie said hello too. And then she made one of her horrible faces. No one noticed. That evening, when they sat down to dinner, Hessie thought to herself, "This food may be poison, and it doesn't even smell like anything my mom cooks. I'm not going to eat it." And she didn't, but no one said anything. Later, when Hessie climbed into her bed, she whispered, "I know it will be hard, and it did feel different and smell different. But it was comfortable." Daddy read Hessie a story and then turned out the lights. Above the bed was a big skylight, and outside the fireflies blinked and the stars twinkled. This was just a trick, thought Hessie, and then she fell asleep. Next morning, Daddy made Hessie her favorite breakfast of toast and jam and eggs. Then Mommy came into the kitchen with two buckets. "Ah, now the mean stepmother is going to make me scrub the floor." But instead, Molly said, "This is duck food. Would you like to feed the ducks?" After Hessie fed the ducks, they all put on their bathing suits and went down to the beach below the porch. Hessie and her daddy played with Molly, while Molly swam far out into the lake. "Good," thought Hessie. maybe she can't swim back, and Daddy and I can live here all alone. Just at that moment, all the ducks swam by Molly. As he closed her eyes, held her breath, and wished she could swim far out into the lake like Molly and the ducks. As he was confused, stepdaughters are not supposed to look like their stepmothers, he thought. She isn't as pretty as Molly, but she isn't ugly, and she hasn't been mean to me. Somewhere she must be hiding her ugly stepmother clothes and her long pointed black shoes. I will sneak around and look for her stepmother clothes. So as he snooped in the bathroom, she tried Molly's perfume. It smelled good. She looked under the bed, and there was a big black trunk. Aha, thought Hessie. I found it. But just then Molly came into the room and said, oh, you found my old trunk of clothes. Do you want to play dress up? The trunk was filled with colorful dresses, scarves, fluffy boa, necklaces, and bracelets, and finally a pair of shiny black pointed shoes, but too tiny for a witch. As he dressed up and looked into the mirror, oh, wow, how pretty you look, he said to her reflection. Where are you going tonight? Then Hessie remembered to make her horrible face. But Hessie began to forget to make her horrible faces. She couldn't make them while she was swimming, or when she ate, or if she was talking or laughing. And besides, nobody ever seemed to notice. Feeding the ducks made Hessie smile. She liked this house on the lake. She loved her bed, a bed under the stars. On Monday, Daddy went to work. Hessie thought, now maybe Molly will be the mean stepmother. But instead, Molly said, I want to take you to a special place. So they made a picnic lunch and walked through the woods until they came to a clearing with the high blueberry bushes all around. They ate their lunch. Let's pick blueberries for Daddy. Hessie and Molly filled with the empty basket. The sun grew hotter. Hessie said, let's go swimming, Molly. Will you teach me? I want to swim like you, far into the lake. First, Molly taught Hessie to blow bubbles, then to float and kick. Hessie was learning to swim. My wish will come true. I will swim with the ducks. Hessie was still sad the next day. Do you want to call your mommy? Her daddy asked. Her mommy's voice made Hessie feel warm and happy. Molly is teaching me to swim. I have 10 ducks to feed every morning. We have a canoe, and I have a big bed underneath a big window. But I miss you, mommy, Hessie's mommy said. I can't wait to see you swim. It sounds like you're having such a fun time. Big kisses, Hessie. I love you. See you soon. Hessie hung up. She stopped being sad, but she noticed that Molly was quiet and seemed unhappy. Hessie gave her a big hug to cheer her up. She said, come with me, Molly. Let's pick flowers. That night, they paddled the canoe to a little island in the middle of the lake. They built a fire and cooked their dinner. They all slept outside under the stars. Soon it was Molly's birthday. Hessie and her daddy baked a surprise cake. It was very bumpy and crooked, but it was all full of chocolate. Molly loved it and said it tastes very, very good. It was the night before Hessie was going home. Daddy and Molly climbed into Hessie's bed. They all took turns telling stories. Molly's made up a story about three ducks. Daddy Man Duck, Hessa Blessed Duck, and Molly Moo Duck. The ducks lived on a lake and spent their summer swimming around in a clear blue water. A little girl lived on the lake too. She fed them delicious pieces of bread and corn. When the summer was over, the little girl went home to her mommy. And then it was time for the ducks to fly south for the winter. Every summer, the ducks came back, and so did the little girl. Hessie and Daddy and Molly all lay in bed, quacking and laughing and pretending to be ducks. Then they turned out the lights and watched the blinking fireflies and shiny stars above Hessie's bed. "Goodbye, bed," Hessie said in the morning. "Goodbye, lake and ducks and house. I'll see you next summer." Then Hessie and Daddy and Molly gave each other great big goodbye hugs. The end. That was a very special book, boys and girls. And it lets you know that mommies come in all sizes and all types of names. They don't have to be just mommy. They could be your stepmommy, but they still feel real good about you. Boys and girls, are you sleepy yet? Are you ready to go to sleep? Did you have that very special gift? Did your mother give you a great big hug and kiss? Did you call Nana and tell her Happy Mother's Day too? Because after all, they were the mother of your grandmother. Yay, boys and girls. Did you know that? Now, we have another song for you that we know that you'll love. And this is a Mother's Day song, and it's by Brian Kindler. You will definitely know that this is Mother's Day by Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul with Monty. That special card that you gave to mommy? How did you make it? Did you make it from crayon? Or did you paint it? Or did you use special colors with pencil? Or did you do one of the other fun things, which is with finger painting? Those are fun to make too. Well, we have another story with another very special mommy, and this is the mommy that loved you too, because this mommy picked you.
the mommy may be an adoptive mommy that adopted you and picked you out of all the boys and girls, or it might even be a foster mother that also picked you too because you were so special to her. Now, this book is called You're Not My Real Mother. Now, it's by Molly Friedrich, and it was illustrated by Kristen Hull. Christy Hull drew the pictures just like you made the Mother's Day card with your crayon. And it is by Little Brown Company. You know, Mom, you're not my real mother. What do you mean, my darling? Of course, I'm your real mother. She's looking in the mirror, the little girl, looking at her skin. Does a real mother let you put 20 bandages on? A bruised knee when you really only need one? Oh, the more the better. And does a real mother drive to Parker's house to pick up Polar Bear when you left him there? He would have been so lonely without me. Now, does a real mother help you cook stew by peeling carrots, cutting green beans, and rolling the beef cubes in flour? Yes, and Shelly helps too. Now, you know Shelly's my dog. Now, does a real mother teach you to say please and thank you, and I had a very nice time? And if you want to be my friend, don't push me, she said to her doggy. Now, does a real mother teach you the alphabet and how to count to 100 by tens? 10, 20, 30, 40. Does a real mother teach you how to tie your shoes, zip up your jacket, brush your teeth, and wash the way back molars? 50, 30, 60, 50. And does a real mother love you, hug you, smother you with kisses, and tries to gobble you up because you're so irresistible? I know you love me, Mom, but why don't you look like me? I don't look like you because I'm not your birth mother. Who's that? Your birth mother is the mother who gave birth to you. She started your life, and I am thankful to her every day for that. Why? Because I get to watch you grow. You let me hold Shelly's leash at least part of the way until she spots a rushing squirrel. Here goes Shelly barking up the tree. You show me how to do perfect cannonballs to make the biggest splash, like a tidal wave. You jump with me on the trampoline higher than the birds in the sky. You help me catch fireflies
way after bedtime. Sometimes it's okay to break the rules, right? You sing songs halfway through, and you fall asleep before me and the polar bear. What do I do? Because you're my bandage pudding, car driving, beef stew cooking, please and thank you teaching, alphabet saying, tens and counting, shoe tying, jacket zipping, teeth brushing, kiss smothering, cannonball splashing, trampoline jumping, fireflies sketching, halfway sing songing, real mother. The end. Are you sleepy yet, boys and girls? Have you drifted off into sleep? Did you give your mommy that big hug and kiss? Because now it's time to go to bed. And we're so glad that you joined Aunt Jewel and Starfish joining us again on Sunday for this very, very special day, Mother's Day. And we learned a lot, too, because mothers don't always have to be the birth mothers, because they still love you just the same, and they will always be with you. We're going to play the song that we do. It's called The First Lady by Paul Todd. Good night. Sleep tight. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
From sleepless nights and rocking chairs, your smiling face was always there. From little trucks and building blocks, you held my hand while I learned to walk. You were my best friend, my inspiration, the one I looked up to. Hey, Mom, the first lady in my life was you. There were bedtime snacks and nursery rhymes, good night prayers, there was always time. You taught me to live by the golden rule, and you made sure I got to Sunday school. Your discipline will love my whole life through. A gentle touch was all I ever knew. Hey, Mom, the first lady in my life was you. Then later on came sports and games. You'd sit in the stands and call my name. And win or lose, you'd smile and say, son, I'm proud of you. Everything's okay. I'd always turn to when times were sad and blue. fall. Birthdays and camping and so much more. And everything I am, I owe to you. You molded me so carefully and you saw me through. Well, it's hard to tell you how I feel without a lot of mush, but I must tell.
Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and also the grandmothers, because they're very special too, because they're the ones that started your Mother's Day in your family. And Mother's Day started long ago. It was in the Greek origins that it started, because it was a very special celebration that they wanted to be able to honor mothers. And of course, there is Father's Day that we will be talking about very soon in June. So get ready for those special days too for your father. And it shows the mothers that we appreciate them, because a lot of times we do so much that we don't often tell them that we love them and we're so glad that they're there to make sure our hair is combed in the morning, to make sure that we have our food, and to make sure that there's someone to take us to our friends or to church, or to grandma and grandpa's house, or to the parks, and also teach us how to write, or ride a bike, or even swim, or maybe even learn how to skate. Mothers do so many things to make sure that you have a good, fun day, and to make sure that you feel good. We also want to make sure that we let them know how well we feel about them. So we want to tell them, especially at the end of the day, if not at the beginning of the day, that we love them too.
Three.
You are my sunshine, by Elizabeth, because you are every day. Mother's Day, and I just wanted to also share with you that these special books were selected by this wonderful librarian in Stamford, Connecticut, and you can be able to share these books so that you can have it each and every day and even for next year. The book Rosemary Wells, Hazel, Amazing Mother, or You're Not My Real Mother, by Molly Fryrich, or The Not-So-Wicked Stepmother by Lizzie Boyd. So we learned a lot, boys and girls, our bedtime pals, and we're looking forward to seeing you next Sunday with Starfish and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. Good night.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.